I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlan Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who grappled with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mum-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they're becoming too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Q&A is an immersive 10-part thriller recorded in India. For full exposure, listen with headphones. Episode 2.
Welcome back to Who Will Win a Billion? I'm sitting here with a young waiter from Colaba, Mr. Ram Mohammed Thomas. He's answered the first question correctly and won himself 5,000 rupees. But there are still 8 questions between Mr. Thomas and the biggest jackpot in television history, 1 billion rupees. So, Mr. Thomas, feeling lucky?
I don't believe in luck.
Really? Don't you ever look up at the sky and wonder what the heavens have in store for you?
When you have to think about where your next meal will come from, you don't have time to look up at the stars.
Well, you might wish you had spent some time gazing at the stars when you hear our next question. For 10,000 rupees.
The stars. I remember the last time I looked up at the stars and marveled at them. 4 years ago, I was living in a chawl in Mumbai. It was decrepit and cramped, but there was always reason to be hopeful.
Mr. Krishnan, can I talk to you about the railing, Sarji?
Huh? I have been after Mr. Krishnan to repair a section of the wooden railing outside my room.
Someone will fall and...
Yes, I know. Come, meet our new tenant. He's staying in the room next to yours. Shantaramji!
Yes, what do you want?
Sorry to disturb you, sir. I just wanted to make sure everything is okay.
Yes, it's very small, but it will have to do for now.
Thomas, this is your new neighbor, Mr. Shantaram. I have told Mr. Shantaram that you are a very responsible boy. So make sure you help him and his family settle down, okay?
Welcome, Mr. Shantaram.
Thank you.
Mr. Shantaram is an important scientist, an astronomer.
Oh.
We are honored to have you live here, sir. Honored.
But why have you chosen to live here, sir?
I'm taking a break from science.
A break?
Yes, I'm working at a department store for a while. This room, it's only a temporary arrangement. Until our apartment in Nariman Point is ready.
Yes, sir.
I know Shantaram is lying.
You stay as long as you like, sir.
Those who can afford flats at Nariman Point never live in chawls.
Shall we go to my room and sign the papers?
Even temporarily.
Sir, please, come this way, sir. This way.
Sorry, I thought...
I'm Thomas. I live next door.
I'm Gudiya.
Did the cat scare you?
No, I think I scared him. Is he yours?
I guess so. I found him in a gutter last week.
Oh, an orphan. What's his name?
He doesn't have a name.
Can I hold him?
Here, take him.
Hello, little one.
I think he likes you.
Gudiya, what are you doing out here? Go inside, now.
I told you I don't want you talking to these street boys.
I share my room with my best friend Salim, who I met at the orphanage in Delhi.
I've had it, dear Thomas. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of delivering lunchboxes to people who don't appreciate me.
I'm not listening. I have my ear against the thin wall that stands between Shantaram's room and ours.
Hey, you listening to me or not?
New neighbors.
What?
Yeah. Who are they?
Pehle doodh to garam kar lo.
That's Shantaram. He's an astronomer.
That must be his wife.
Papa, can I
see? Wait. Hello, B.
They have a daughter.
Shh. Here, Gudiya. Look through the eyepiece. Can you see it?
I can see the bright red ball, Papa.
That's Mars. Can you see the polar ice caps on the surface? Now look again. That's the whole of Sagittarius.
Over the next 30 minutes, we hear about constellations and galaxies and comets. We learn about the rings of Saturn and the moons of Jupiter.
Really?
I wish we had fathers who would teach us about stars and planets, huh?
Hey, let's go to the window. Maybe we can see the Great Bear too.
Just.
We crane our necks out of our first floor window and try to find the celestial landmarks Shantaram has mentioned. That night, we think we have unlocked the mysteries of the universe.
I discovered a star.
But soon we realize that Shantaram is not what he appears to be.
You even remember that? That bastard Mehta takes credit for it and fires me. Fires me? Who do they think they are?
When he is drunk, we don't need to put our ears to the wall to hear his voice.
If it wasn't for you two, I would have fought.
Night after night, Shantaram hurls abuses at his family.
I could be writing papers on black holes, and instead I'm showing blouse pieces to those fat bitches. It's all your fault.
I think of poor Gudiya, and what it must be like for her on the other side of the wall. Weeks go by, and it gets worse.
Toss, dekhna kon aaya dekh.
Toss at the door, Toss.
My daughter! My Gudiya!
Gudiya? What happened?
She spilled tea on her face.
What?
Please help us. We have to take her to the hospital, please.
Yes, come with me. I'll get a rickshaw. Careful! That railing is broken. Come, give me your hand. Gudiya puts her hand in mine, and I accompany her and her mother on my first ever visit to a hospital.
Hey, you're awake.
Thomas, you haven't slept in days. Why don't you go home?
I want to stay till you're okay.
Thomas, do I look horrible?
No. You can never look horrible. Oh, I brought you a visitor.
It's the cat.
They don't allow animals here, but he's yours.
Really?
If you want him.
I love him. Thank you, Thomas.
You can give him a name now.
I already have. I call him Pluto.
Why?
Because he's the smallest resident of the troll. Pluto is the smallest planet in the solar system. Didn't you know that?
She manages to smile in spite of everything. She is the bravest person I know.
Thomas, you're like a brother to me. Like the brother I never had.
A brother? I have been called many things, but never that. Later that day,
are you ready?
Mr. and Mrs. Shantaram come to take her home.
What's that?
It's Pluto. Thomas gave him to me.
There's hardly space in the room for humans now. Where are you going to keep an animal?
Please, Papa. Please.
Anand, let her keep it.
Okay, you can keep it. Now come, let's go.
What happened, Gudiya?
Thomas, Pluto is missing.
Pluto?
Pluto!
We look everywhere for Pluto.
Pluto?
But he's nowhere to be found.
Pluto?
Gudiya is devastated. Later that night, I find Pluto's mangled body in the gutter. His neck is broken, and I smell whiskey all over him. But I don't have the heart to tell Gudiya.
What are you looking at, you stupid useless bitches?
Mr. Krishnan? Mr. Krishnan?
Yeah, Rege. What is it?
Please, sir. Come with me. Shantaram is hitting his wife.
Look, Thomas. What happens within the four walls of a home is a private matter for that family. Who are we to interfere?
But sir, he's going
You are a young orphan boy. You have not seen life. These things happen all the time. Just close your eyes, ears and mouth. Then you will be happy. Like me. Now go. Go, go. It's time for my dinner.
When I return, I hear Shantaram snoring and Gudiya crying.
I know how you feel, Thomas. Let it go.
I then notice a small circular opening at the bottom of the wall where the water pipes go into the other flat.
What are you doing? Are you crazy?
Gudiya. I push my hand through it. Gudiya, don't cry. Hold my hand.
Rats and cockroaches pass through that hole here.
I'm scared, Thomas.
I'll take care of you, Gudiya. Trust me. I will protect you. This is a brother's promise. The next morning, Gudiya is gone. And I am still lying on the ground with my hand in the hole. A family of cockroaches are sleeping peacefully inside my shirt pocket. That night, Shantaram comes home drunk again.
I hate you for making me live in this.
Stop! Where are you going?
I can't let him do this again, sir.
Thomas! Hey, wait! Thomas, wait! Yeah!
Yes? What do you want?
Sir, please don't hurt them, sir.
What? What did you say?
Sir, it's not their fault, sir.
How dare you, you bastard? How dare you interfere with me? You know who I am, you idiot!
I can't breathe! I struggle to free myself from his weight.
I'll crush you like I did with that bloody cat!
I start to lose consciousness. And just as I break free, I look down and see Shantaram on the ground below, covered in blood.
What have you done to my husband?
What's happening out there?
Krishnanji, my husband, Thomas.
Run, Thomas.
But I didn't do.
Run, Thomas, run.
Someone, please call the police.
I run as fast as I can. I leave Gudiya, Salim, and everything I care about. And I take a train to the only other city I know, Delhi.
Are you ready, Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Which is the smallest planet in the solar system? Is it A, Pluto, B, Neptune, C, Mercury, or D, Uranus? Remember, don't worry if you don't know the answer. You have two lifeboats at your disposal.
The answer is A, Pluto.
Sure?
I'm sure.
You wouldn't rather say C, Mercury?
No.
Or D, Uranus?
No.
Lock kiya jaye?
Yes. Lock it.
Well, Mr. Thomas, if you had chosen C, Mercury, you would have left the studio tonight empty-handed. but you said A, Pluto, which is absolutely the right answer. You have just won 10,000 rupees. Out of this world, Mr. Thomas. Out of this world. The stars indeed shine down upon you.
Radiotopia.